very pleased to be speaking to John Stanhope, Chancellor of the Chair of the Board of Deakin University. Thank you, John, for joining me today. Hello and welcome to this Advance HE podcast, in which we're going to be talking about corporate governance and the board's role in stakeholder engagement, particularly in the context of strategic transformation. John's corporate career has included finance, treasury, risk and assurance, and culminated as CFO, Group Managing Director, and board member at the global telecoms organisation, Telstra Corporation. John currently has a number of board positions, including Deputy Chair of the International Integrated Reporting Council and Chair at the Board of Deakin University. I've been drawn into the way Deakin has a very clear story to tell about their approach to demonstrating value for stakeholders and an integrated approach to talking about stakeholders, risk, and what is strategically important, or materiality. So I'm delighted to have the opportunity to discuss this, particularly as universities around the world start to reflect on and stress test their strategic path in the light of the substantial change that they will have experienced over the last year. John, can I start by asking you, what are your reflections as a governor outside the higher education sector about how the best boards understand their stakeholders and what they do that demonstrates and tests this understanding?
Kim, yeah, very good question. And as you said, I am involved in boards outside the university. But quite frankly, it comes down to listening and listening to all the stakeholders. What tends to happen over time, we listen to ourselves too much and we don't listen to all our stakeholders, and particularly those that are, well, they're all important, but those that are central to the organisation's success. So I'm really saying communications, constant communications, and when I say that, not talking to them, I'm talking about listening to them. And particularly, as you point out, times are changing quite significantly. And while that's happening, different views are forming about what your business should be or how you should treat a particular stakeholder, because their experiences have now been influenced by what's happening around them. And so you can't sit there as a business or a university and not take notice and listen to how that change has taken place.
That's really interesting. And I particularly like the listening and evolving views. This isn't a one-off activity. It must continue all the time. And it prompts me to ask, what do you think that higher education can learn from this approach? And what's been your biggest success in relation to stakeholders since you've been chair of the board at Deakin?
Yeah, well, it won't surprise you to hear me say that it's similar. You know, the university council board has to make sure it's listening to all the stakeholders. And when I say that, and you heard me mention before the importance of those that have the biggest impact on the organisation, and let me add again, that's not to exclude others. It's important that everybody is
of course
included. But so at a university, listening to the students, of course, take recent events here, and it's global. The students have all been studying online, and by listening to and asking them about that experience, many have said, look, we'd love to be on campus, of course, because we meet each other and the social interaction is important, but we want our lectures live video or live over the video conference medium, and we don't want pre-recorded, because at least with a live lecture or tute, we're getting a feeling that more so that we're closer to campus at least. But the students, as the staff we can't forget, are also experiencing quite a transformation in how they are required to teach and how to be engaged in research. And then there's the community. The government always has an interest in universities, industry, employers. Employers are a very important part in Deakin's, the council and the executive team consideration, because at the end of the day, we're trying to make these students job ready or more job ready if they're already in a job, or to change jobs because jobs are changing, or change up into a job if you like. So listening to all those stakeholders and then forming an integrated plan around all those views, that's what I call integrated thinking, very important for success.
Some really helpful insights there, John, thank you. So in current times, since the pandemic, many institutions are telling us that they need to review, stress test, or reevaluate their strategic aims. Although on the whole, their purpose is still intact, the journey to getting there might look very different. In your experience, what are the most successful ways to engage stakeholders in organisational transformation? And particularly, how can the board help with that?
Yeah, look, well, obviously the board has got to encourage the process of communication or consultation. And we've just completed a new 10-year plan, 2030, and we've called it Ideas to Impact. And it was a very extensive discussion with students, with staff. We got a lot of ideas. It's called Ideas to Impact. But we got a lot of ideas by engaging all of the stakeholders, including the community. You know, what's our role in your community? And we're in a couple of communities. We're in a regional centre and we're in a city urban centre. And those communities have different ideas of what the university role should be in their community. So listening to them is very important. And you've got to spend the time, you know, you've got to evaluate all that input. And for the board or for the council of the university, allowing that time and that process to take place, even though we might be impatient, we want an outcome, is very important. So what it's resulted in for us is the 2030 plan called Ideas to Impact. And there are many transformational elements of it. We will change things that we used to do. And some of that has come from the experience of having to close campuses and go totally online. It's given us, you know, physical transformation of the university. It will be a different place when everybody's allowed to come back. You know, I don't think we'll ever get back to large lectures. So it is in fact quite transformational. And it's important along this journey to, you know, whilst we all have not had good experiences, I suppose, with COVID-19, it has changed quite significantly our thinking about how we can work differently quite successfully. And the other thing it's done is accelerated what might have been on the agenda or in our thought process, because we've had to accelerate things. And that acceleration really means it's an accelerated transformation. And so in so doing, you've got to communicate very well with your staff, because it's being a student-led, community-led transformation, because you should deliver what they are asking of you. And this, you know, the staff are probably the most impacted by that.
I absolutely agree, John. Staff engagement, really, really important. And time to reflect and to listen is really important, really highlights the importance of stakeholder engagement and the board's role in that assurance. So what's your challenge to HE governing bodies who are not yet as engaged as they should be?
Yeah, look, I think, one, you've got to admit that you're not. and then, of course, recognise how important it is. So nobody's going to go out and do it just because I say so, or anybody else. So you've got to recognise the importance of doing it, because at the end of the day, the value for stakeholders is very important. And when I say value, I'm not talking necessarily in a commercial sense, but I'm talking about the value that you bring to the students, the value you bring to employers, the value that there is in having an environment for staff that they really enjoy what they're doing. And I can go on about that, but it's a value proposition. And I'm not talking money, I'm talking about overall value. And then there's got to be this clear purpose. So what's our clear purpose here? Why are we here? And looking at that purpose from the point of view of each of the stakeholders, and then, okay, so this is what they've all said to us. How do we integrate that into our plan and how we address all those stakeholder needs and, of course, run a good university?
Absolutely. Purpose and value for all stakeholders, a really important challenge. And given the board's role of oversight and executive role to deliver the strategic plan, what are your three top tips for how the board can work most effectively with executive teams on strategic transformation and stakeholder engagement and assurance?
What I think our executive and the council or board of the university, we've taken the view that we are the team. So it's not us and them, it's not the executive and then there's the council or the board. We are the team. And so really we were very engaged as a board with the executive team in the formation of the plan. So one, you know, understand together the long-term plan. And that understanding comes from its formulation by the team, being the board and the executive. And then secondly, implementation. It's fine to have a nice, shiny, integrated strategic plan, but you've got to have a good implementation plan. And what we've done is the plan is cascaded to implementation KPIs for each of the faculties and so on, which is also very important because at the end of the day, as a board, you want to know that the plan milestones are being met and you're actually delivering on what was a nice process and conversation to get to the document. And continuous stakeholder engagement is also necessary. So you may have gone through a large consultation process in the formulation of the plan, called, you know, ideas to impact, but we fed back to them as you should. So after we've talked to you all, here's the plan. And we want you to know what our plan is and we want you to hold us to account. So as our stakeholders, you should hold us to account. And so to round that all up, I guess, Kim, so that process really, in my mind, is integrated thinking. And so how are you held to account? You're held to account by having an integrated report. And not surprising, my view about integrated thinking and integrated reporting comes from my advocacy as being the co-chair, as you said, of the International Integrated Reporting Council. But that framework and that concept makes a lot of sense. It gives you the framework and the discipline to think in an integrated way and be held accountable because you have to do an integrated report that reports out against all your promises, if you like, to the stakeholders you spoke to. So it's a cycle of preparation and accountability. And the council, back to your earlier question, the role of the board or council or senate, they go under all sorts of names, but that governance group of the university or higher education institute has got to drive that and be very supportive of it and be a part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. That's a great provocation for our governors and senior teams to think about. We very much appreciate you sharing this with Advance HE and all our members around the world. Thank you.
You're welcome.